Audrey, today we start a new series. Today, yes. We actually start a new way of being on this podcast, dare I say, because I had this big realization, and that's why, obviously, you know, you got a big long voice note from me this week where I was like, Audrey, my gal, I have a new idea. I realized that all of the podcasts I love listening to the most are all centered around, like, what new stories did you find this week? Like, you know that I listen to My First Million all the time. And then you and I also connect on listening to The Toast every once in a while. And all of, there are very different kinds of podcasts, but their style has one thing in common. They're talking about the top five stories you need to know, or the latest in business news. And I realized what I love so much about that does not exist, to my knowledge, for common job seekers. And yeah. I think it should, because one thing that has pulled me up by my bootstraps and literally helped me get where I am at and where I'm going next all centers around story and narrative. Mm-hmm. I have received all the instructions I need. I Google whatever I need to get one practical step forward at a time, but that's not necessarily what inspires me. I've read a book just like you where I'm like, that was really helpful. Wow, I'm sure that would be so helpful if implemented in my life. But the only reason, or the difference between what I implement and what I don't, is if I could actually see myself doing it, so much so in a compelling vision that it makes me act on it now. Mm-hmm. And the way that I can see myself and picture things as actually possible and applicable for my life is if I get to hear about a person who did something cool or crazy. And they have moments in their story where it's like, I'm just like you. Live for those kind of things. And so that's why we're going to do this more often. Starting off with today, we have some stories about shooting your shot.
Yes.
Shooting your shot. And I'm sure that a lot of our stories are going to center around this. And these are two stories that Audrey and I have personally been thinking about for years. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start with mine. I'll kick. You catch.
Perfect.
We'll roll from there. So if you want to give this a little title for my story, let's call it the cover letter that changed everything.
Ooh.
Because that's what it was. Mm-hmm. I think yours is more the email that changed everything.
Mm-hmm. The cold email.
The cold email. And so in this story, my friend Katie, who actually used to be a business coach of mine that helped me so much grow in my career as a small business owner, I am forever grateful for her. Her name is Katie Prince. She doesn't do business coaching anymore. She kind of took more of a less is more approach. I'm just going to have a regular job. So she's now called the Contented Katie on Instagram. And I really like following her. But it was 4 years ago. I looked back in our messages today and I thought, oh, no way this is going to be saved or like still there. But I look back and sure enough, her three voice notes to me were still there. And I got to brush up on the details of this story that I've been thinking about ever since.
Oh my gosh.
She said to me, she saw me post something about, my stuff as a career coach and helping people like live in the direction of their calling and go for it in their career. And she said, I love this so much. I just have to tell you about this one time that made me know for sure how important your kind of work is. And it was when I was 22. I don't think that she had a degree. She had only ever worked in hospitality jobs, like odd jobs here and there. And she had also never seen a job description that really, really caught her interest, like thinking this is a dream job. Maybe she was thinking similar to me when I was 22 through 24, the like early quarter life crisis years. I thought, is there really a job out there that sounds super cool and that I'll fall in love with? Yet, one day she did come along this job that she thought, no way, that has to be mine. It was the marketing coordinator or it was to be the marketing coordinator for this amazing music festival in the UK. That's where she's from, that she loved, like huge fan of this music festival. So when she sees that this music festival has posted a position and it's all about marketing, she's like, that is me. Do I have any formal experience, like literally a single thing on their job description that is listed as a requirement? No. I kind of just do creative things here and there. Like it sounded like she kind of could spin some stories like, oh yeah, like for this restaurant I worked for, or this hospitality, or this like travel thing, tourism thing. Maybe she could tell some odd stories about kind of doing a marketing or communications thing, but no formal roles to speak of to really give her an edge. And she knew that this was going to be a competitive position. So instead of just rolling over and dying, like most of us do, like, oh yeah, for sure. No, I'm never going to get that job at like L'Oreal, or that job at Patagonia or Southwest Airlines or whatever your kind of ideal company is. She actually went for it. And here's how. She decided to not just submit like a regular job application. She asked her little brother to take photos of her dressed up in a superhero costume.
Oh my gosh.
Literally. She got her little brother. And this is, it's 12 years ago at this point. So I think she said it was, it was literally her first like, quote, real job. Mm-hmm. And so she got her little brother to take photos of her dressed up as a superhero. And she took all these pictures so that she could create her own comic book called The Adventures of Marketing Girl.
Oh and my God.
Literally, she puts together this comic book that ends up being 8 pages, and she prints it. She spends like 30 of her precious pounds to go get it printed in full color, glossy paper, and bind it together. And then she puts it in a brightly colored envelope with chocolates and a few bags of tea and a handwritten note that says, after you get done with a long day of reading boring old CVs, like the UK equivalent of a resume, I hope that you sit down, relax, put on a kettle, and enjoy flipping through The Adventures of Marketing Girl. If you think I could help, give me a call. Like XO Katie.
My gosh.
This girl who was, honestly, everybody knows what it's like to look at a job description, literally have none of the qualifications, and to almost know that it's a waste of time to apply. She decided to press forward anyway, and she got the job. That was her very first marketing job that ended up getting her, she continued to use that spark and creativity to do well, rise through some ranks, get in a managerial position, but she still was like really underpaid in all of the jobs that she was going for. So she ended up deciding to start her own business. And when she was doing that, it was remarkably successful. Seriously, I could not be more impressed with her. And she is like the self-made story of, I saw this meme that was like, or I think it was an audio on a reel or something. It said, honestly, I think that I could do everything at least halfway decent because I have the how hard can it be gene. Mm-hmm. And I think that she might be one of those people, which is just so, so cool. So if you ever feel like, oh, this is too far out, or that would be too dorky, or as you're trying to think of something creative, you're still trying to make it corporate-y, what if you just ditched all of that and went far out and did an Adventures of Marketing Girl comic book that has some catchy copywriting in it and your weirdest ideas? And maybe it could work out, and maybe it could make all the difference in your career. For that reason, Marketing Girl is my hero.
Marketing Girl is also my hero. I hear a lot when talking about proactive outreach, I know you hear it as well from our clients, of people worrying about being too much, air quotes around too much, which is really, I mean, that is a conversation that goes a lot deeper of just, you're not too much, you're not being too much, especially if you are being true to your authentic self. And this is something like The Adventures of Marketing Girl is something that you genuinely find goofy and you find entertaining and also helpful and impactful. If that is true to who you are, then it's not too much.
Not too much. Thank you so much for saying that, because that actually, if it's okay, it brought up one other story for
me.
Close to home, because this literally just happened over Easter weekend when my parents came up and I hosted them for Easter, and it was so fun. And my dad is such a legend. I am obsessed with both of my parents. They're I think Kirsten and I got the extreme qualities of both of them, but my
Amazing.
Dad, for one, let me just paint the picture. Okay, so he's oh my gosh, did you just hear my cat?
I did.
Wow, she's usually so quiet. Be quiet again.
She's a star. She wants to be on.
She's a star. On the pod. So he's a financial advisor, and he also has this, like, you can't get me down energy. Like when Kirsten and I were, I think, somewhere between 3 and 5 years old, he was still working at, like, he graduated college and he did an economics degree. And all of his friends who were, like, quote, you know, in the business school, economics is like a liberal arts major.
Mm-hmm.
And all his friends, a lot of them were accountants, and they were like, bro, congrats on, like, just guaranteeing that you're going to always make half as much as us and all this. And you just know that the kind of personality that's going to trigger him in the most possible way. And so he would, like, buy, like, beat up Porsches for nothing that, like, people gave up on and flip them. And that's how he, like, self-funded himself through college and drove these Porsches that made it look like he was rich, but he definitely wasn't. It was amazing. And he, like, drove them on campus and, like, totally illegally, and, like, parked them on this, like, raised. He is so much. That's why I bring up this story, is because,
like, yeah,
he is so much, but he doesn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so who he is, he's just, like, vibing always. So anyway, he, when we were little, like, super little, he, after graduating college, if we weren't born then, I'm sorry, I'm skipping around in my story. He didn't get a job. Like, companies were turning him down. He, had to, like, his parents were pretty strict, so he could move back home, but he had to pay them rent to make sure that he was going to change his situation quickly. And so 6 months after college, he got a job, as, like, selling insurance, I think. And, then got a job with, like, a big financial advising company. You know, like, how it, honestly, mm-hmm. it's kind of easy to get a job at, like, whatever, and just, like, sell certain bonds and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So got one of those, humble stuff, but then is performing really well, moving up, and his coworker that he was doing a lot of deals with ended up being a very nefarious character who did something illegal. That got it, like, the firm wanted to mitigate all risk, so they fired them both.
Oh my gosh.
And my dad has, like, baby twins, a wife, a house.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, what am I going to do? And my mom still tells this story that he got fired, like, in one afternoon. And the very next day at 9 a.m., she saw him leaving with a suit on.
Mm.
And he was going to go knock on doors and mm-hmm. get something done. He ended up deciding that he was just going to start his own financial advising business.
Mm-hmm.
And he's never looked back since. It's been well over 30 years. And it's just been, well, I guess not. No, I'm 30. And he started it after. No, Okay, must not be 30 years yet, but he's been a financial advisor for well over 30 years. Anyway, he's just like that kind of guy. Like, you can't break him down. And when, I'll just say this last, a couple weekends ago over Easter, it's so funny. He was talking to Kevin, my husband, who's an accountant, LOL, triggering for my dad. And he was like, yeah, where are you like investing your money? And I'm like, okay, intrusive.
Yeah. Boundaries.
Don't know.
Boundaries not there.
Boundaries? I don't know her. But anyway, my dad's just like, oh, that? Oh my gosh, I call those musty funds because they do nothing for you. Those are so low risk, of course, but like, you could be doing so much more over here, blah, 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 blah. And my Kirsten and I are just like, you know, you can't hate him. Like, he's just so for everybody. He's like, yeah, believing that you could reach the stars.
Aww. And
but I started joking. I was like, wow, okay, simmer down. It really sounds like you're trying to get Kevin as a client. Let's calm down. And my mom goes, yeah, Mark, stop. And he goes, well, I'd love to help. Like, or he's like, no, I'd love to help, actually. And so that was him being like, I think the average person would think that's so extra, and they're really worried about coming off as if, it sounds like I'm trying to ask for a job, or it sounds like, you know, my dad has taught me so many lessons with this, because I used to, and I still sometimes do be like, it do be that way. Sometimes I do worry that when people find out I'm a career coach, that if I ask any normal social question about their job, you know this, Andre.
Yeah.
That you're like deep in career coaching, that I get concerned that they'll think I'm like trying to get them as a client or whatever. So I try to like really just say, I don't care. Just like nutritionists have a really hard time socially because they say everybody thinks I'm looking at their plate, and they're like, no, genuinely, please, I do not give a rip. I get KFC just like the next person.
Yeah. They're like, I'm off the clock.
But my dad's just like this. And, oh, no. Yeah. I'd love to help. I mean, like, I can help. So why wouldn't I? I'm not ashamed kind of energy. And I think that more of us may find that helpful as a posture, instead of worrying about coming off in a cold email or a cover letter as too much in terms of like, I want you to give me a job. It's much more, oh no, you said you had a need, or like, no, like we can point out that that's suboptimal. Like, can I help? Or do you need help? Or Katie's, call me if you think I could help. She wasn't just like, you know, oh, hope it's okay that I like did something untraditional. She was just like, call me if you think I could help. It's very of service. So I apologize if that was a long story, but I thought it kind of went along.
It does. And your dad's story is just reminding me of your work being an expression of who you are and just an extension of who you are. And he's just like this guy who wants to help. He's not afraid to show that. And that very much showcases it in his work. So as a financial advisor. But something you said about, about, you know, when we're talking to people as career coaches or talking to people as friends, but we also exist as career coaches. It reminded me of the story that I wanted to share today about a little teaser is how to show up as how you authentically are, even if you're afraid of the other person perceiving you in a different way.
Tell me more.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get there eventually. We're going to tie it back.
I kept on being like, so last Easter weekend. Yeah. And then I'd be like, but when I was three.
Before that. Yeah. Not context. So the story that I wanted to share today is one, like Kelsey said, that I have been, I've admired this story and this working duo for many years. And so an influencer I follow, or I used to follow, just because I'm not really on social media, not because I've unfollowed her. She's great. She is one of the original influencers out there, fashion influencers. She started as a blog and then switched to Instagram like in 2012. So early on, she's been doing this for well over 10 years and built up a really extensive platform that she's on Instagram and all these other things and has her own clothing line. Anyways, her account is We Wore What, Danielle Bernstein. If you know me, you know that I've talked about her before because I've been following her since I was 16, probably. And so a long time, and I've always really admired the way that she does her work. But she has this second in command, her COO, named Mo, which is also just the coolest name. And Mo is so cool. These are two New York City gals. And Mo has always been there as long as I've been following this brand, but I've always been just obsessed with her job. I'm like, that's so cool that she's second in command. She doesn't have to be, you know, starting the business. She gets to come in and say, okay, here's how we're expanding it. Here's how we're bringing all these ideas, like practically making these ideas happen and blah, 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 blah. And I always just thought that was the coolest job. And in 2020, Danielle, the influencer, she actually released a book. So I got a little bit more insight into how Mo was hired because I've always seen them as this duo. And it turns out that Danielle hired Mo because of a cold email, like a cold outreach, just a pitch over email. Hey, I like you. I like what you're doing. I want to help. And a part of the email that really impacted or was impactful, obviously, to Danielle, but when I was reading it too, was she included this line of, I'm going to read it. Exactly.
That email. Oh gosh, I love getting to read people. Like, I get that you sent a pitch, but like, what did you
what
say?
Did it actually say? What did it actually say? And a lot of times, it's not the craziest thing ever. They're just being honest on this paper and or on the email. So we just have the beginning of it. But she said, hi, my name is Maureen Peretti. Sorry, I don't know how to say her last name, but I go by Mo. I am going into my sophomore year at FIT this fall. I recently become interested in fashion bloggers through their websites and Instagrams. Came across yours and I am in love with it. I don't want to be a blogger myself, but I'm intrigued by how you make money. That's the only bit that she gave us. But that last part really stuck out to me personally. I don't want to be a blogger myself, but here's what I do want to do. I want to find out how you make money. And then I assume later on in the email, she said, and I want to help you do that through X, Y, and Z strategies. And
or she literally could have just said, I want to help.
Yeah.
What do you need?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want right now? And how can I help?
Mm-hmm.
That's something my friend Michael taught me. He was like, just ask, like, what do you want right now? And how can I help?
Yeah. And yeah. I think that applies to someone of any size, but especially someone who's starting out, because they're like, great, come on, you're going to do all of these random things. And it's going to be so helpful. And now 10 years later, she's COO, continuing to, I mean, more than 10 years later, running this brand and a very, very successful brand. So another lesson in just send the email.
Send the email.
Send the email. And don't make it doesn't need to be perfect. I mean, proofread, please. Have somebody else read it.
Good Lord. When we say it doesn't need to be perfect, exactly. Like, grammar is table stakes. But in terms of like, oh, I need to have this like perfect angle or the perfect way to ask the question. What if you just got to the point? Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of emails lose me or others in that they often go flowery and long.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most impressive emails are like 5 sentences tops. Mm-hmm. That's like a why I'm reaching out, what I understand about what you need, how I can help, line about like call to action.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get on a 15-minute call this week.
Yeah. We used to say at my corporate job, if you have to scroll on your phone, it's too long.
Mm-hmm.
So, which makes for a very short email. So it's okay if they have to scroll, you know, once or twice, but That is your goal, to keep it concise.
Once, tops, I think. Because if they need any additional context on like who you are or what you do, the best thing is to just link your LinkedIn profile and have it spiffed up. You don't need to go super long on what you do. She's like, I'm a second year student at FIT. It's not like I'm majoring in this or I'm interested in this particular niche. I mean, she did say like fashion, I'm interested in fashion blogging. But Audrey, why did that resonate with you?
Okay, so I actually, and I told Kelsey this through my own process of getting to know Kelsey through my career coaching, and I've always loved this duo, Mo and Danielle, because I didn't want to do what Danielle was doing. I wanted to do what Mo was doing. I was like, that's such a cool job, but it seems so random and so specific. I could never have a job like that. That's just not possible. So then I get into my own career coaching process, and I've always had this idea of a job in my mind in this framework, and expressing that to Kelsey, and she's like, actually, that's perfect. Yeah, it's exactly what praying.
I was like, I have been praying for a unicorn like you for like 2 years. Because actually, I think that I've been increasingly more convinced of this as I've really enjoyed listening to My First Million. Like their podcast is just so interesting. All they do is basically spit out really hilarious, but also seriously helpful business ideas that you could use to make your start or your next leap in entrepreneurship. And I think what they're doing is just so fun, and they clearly have a passion for it, and they just love kind of geeking out on like other people's business stories and learning from that and seeing what you could replicate. And as they have talked about the many different companies that they've started, as well as all the founders that they have on, a lot of them make their most significant high value hires just not even okay. Some people they'll say like, oh yeah, networking or who you know or relationships, referrals, blah blah blah, but practically what that could look like is by sending over your career like regular emails like this, or just now if you have a burst of inspiration, think about the top few podcasters that you follow or top few thought leaders or somebody that just does something that you think is the absolute coolest, and you don't necessarily have to want to be them, but you want to be in their atmosphere and like helping their cause. And entrepreneurs and thought leaders hire secondhand people almost exclusively from people who send emails like most. Or like you just kind of got in the atmosphere of it. Like you decided to reach out and sign up for career coaching because you're like, wherever I land up, I do want to like find out. I believe in the fact that there is like a called career for me. And however it turns out, I want to find it. If it happens to be some kind of second in command person for like a career coach like Kelsey or someone else, I'm going to find it. And then it just so happened that it was like perfectly aligned with me praying and like looking for somebody who would be a partner. And so, yeah. And I know plenty of other people that they just hire through relationships, and it doesn't have to be like hard. I feel like applying online is a lot harder than sending an inspiring email.
I agree.
Flattering someone for their work and just introducing yourself and saying, how can I help? That is way more exciting and like a high vibe job search process.
Yeah. And we actually have a recent client who has a very similar story, Melissa, of wanting this second in command job. And I mean, hopefully we'll share more of her story soon, but it worked out. She's in that job. She was able to find an entrepreneur to work with and is thriving in that role. But to bring it back to my segue that I opened this conversation with is that when I was going through career coaching, I was really worried about Kelsey thinking I was tailoring my answers to all of the prompts to try to get hired by her.
I never thought that.
Because in my mind, it was working out too. And I was like, oh my gosh, this she's going to see right through this. I don't even, but I'm not, there's nothing to see right through because it's authentic. And that's really, I mean, with my prayer going through it as well was, okay, Lord, just help me be authentic. Help me provide authentic responses. And then if something is to happen, something happens here, it happens. And then you mentioned it on a call, on our second coaching call.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I think it's working for me. It's like,
that was just amazing. Yeah. It, you know, our lives haven't been the same ever since.
Yeah.
It's like been amazing, like earth shattering for both of us. Well, I guess I for myself.
Yeah. Same.
Like it, you, like the general, you specifically, and then the general you of anybody listening can be such a blessing if you just share, I love what you're doing. How can I help? Like, and you might think you're reaching out just for you because you're like, I would love a job like that. I want to get out of corporate America or whatever, whatever it is, that you're, whatever kind of change you're hoping for. But the thing is, like, dig deep. It might not be perceived as just for you. It might feel like a gift just for them,
mm-hmm.
that you reached out.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's such a good point. And I really hope that this episode really speaks to somebody and gives them the, like, just the encouragement they need to send the email today.
Mm-hmm.
Send the email that they've been wanting to send or that they haven't even known they've been wanting to send. But mm-hmm. if we shared both of these stories and somebody popped into your head who you would like to reach out to, what are you doing? What are you waiting for?
What are you doing?
Just send the email.
Just send the email. And I'm just going to say it right now. If you want to reach out to us, please do. I mm-hmm. am like, we're, I think, expanding into a good number of new projects. You're like, mm-hmm. I'd say so.
It's like, I guess.
And, I'm starting Job Dictionary, like kind of our sister business. That is kind of a free education platform version mm-hmm. of the higher end service that we do for Christians with the call to career. And so I am constantly hoping to get to know about more people who have specific aspirations, specific skill sets to give. And if it can't work out right now, we might as well at least know about each other for mm-hmm. the future. So
yeah, I like that invitation. I like it.
Yay. Well, realize that a lot of entrepreneurs all around are saying the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that people are inspired and encouraged. I'm inspired and encouraged just revisiting these stories because I'm so grateful to people like Katie who mm-hmm. had like the small business version of that story that encouraged me as a very scared, like 23 or 24 year old to do things like that. And it was kind of only because them, like because God worked through their willingness to share their story, that I was willing to go out there and do something, because I think that we only achieve what we can see ourselves doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that you could see yourself doing something new is if someone else like paints that picture or, and you know, there's some people in society that say like, I'm in a job that like didn't exist until I did this.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Not most of us. Okay.
No, stories are so important. It reminds me of, you ready for this? Revelation 12:11. He being the enemy, lowercase h. He shall be defeated by the blood of the Lamb and the power of the testimony. Share your stories. The "and" there is so important to me. Blood of the Lamb and the power of your testimony.
My mouth is agape. I am shooketh.
So good.
Not Audrey quoting Revelation.
I know. Wish you.
Oh my gosh. This is one of the reasons I am such a big fan of Miss Gagaris. And I am grateful that we get to do this podcast together. I hope that y'all will tune in next week as we bring you more job search and career development lessons through the lens of some cool people's stories, our own, our clients, and our friends. And let's see where it goes. Don't forget to leave a review. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. To get an even more meaningful head start into your calling, head to thecalledcareer.com, where my fellow career coach Audrey and I have created a whole suite of free resources and tools to help you get clear and get a job today. For those who are definitely ready to land a job or start a business in the next 6 to 12 months, we're here to help you biblically and practically discern your calling through coaching, reflection, and deep market research, identify the job that's aligned with it, even if you currently have no idea what you want, rebrand your resume and LinkedIn to translate your background to appeal to your future boss. P.S. We take this off your plate and do this for you. Also, we'll teach you how to land referrals and get attention from leadership through networking. Again, if that makes you nervous, we have these emails and LinkedIn messages literally written for you so you don't have to sweat. We're also here to give you unlimited interview practice so you're prepared to address every elephant in the room and knock selling yourself out of the park. Then we'll round out with helping you negotiate your salary so you land thousands more. Just so you know, recent clients have gotten $8,000 to $50,000 salary increases, even though they were totally non-traditional candidates. That's because we specialize in helping non-traditional career pivoters land jobs they're ecstatic to serve in. It takes work, but we're here to see you through until the end, when we're celebrating that day that you send me an email in all caps and you say, "Kelsey, I got the job." Then you could be on the podcast. But I'll be here until then, keeping you accountable and encouraged by meeting with you literally until you land the job you want, even if that's up to 6 months from now within our program. Apply to join at thecalledcareer.com, and I'll see you next week here at Answer the Call. Bye for now.